listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Before we get to the interview, I want to disclose that Novo Resources has contracted us for marketing purposes, and Novo Resources is currently our largest position. This interview is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. It is strongly advised that you conduct your own due diligence and consult with a qualified financial advisor. Thank you. Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Daily Gold Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm here on the line with Quentin Henning. He is the founder and chairman of Novo Resources, of course. And Novo had a news release a couple days ago, and Quentin is going to give us a great update on that. Quentin, as we get started, let's talk about that news release and talk about the drilling that you did and specifically what you guys were looking to find or looking to learn with this drilling, and then the things that you did learn.
Sure. Okay, first of all, we have been trying to communicate this story it's a fairly technical fashion. Like, it's an interesting story, and we want to make sure we inform investors as well as possible. So this news release we issued on Tuesday is really just the first of many that people will see going forward. It talks a lot about geology, what we're seeing on the ground, but it mostly addresses the core drilling that we've done recently. We have a two-pronged approach to drilling this. We're doing core drilling right now. These are core holes which pull a stick of rock out of the ground, something physical that we can look at, and we can look at the geology. We can find the boundaries on the various layers and so forth. And the information in this news release was really to tell the market that what we're seeing in our first 12 drill holes, this is our first 12 core holes, is good continuity of the conglomerate units. All right, so it's meant to convey our confidence in the model. It's showing that the conglomerates were probably deposited in a shallow water or shallow marine setting. And that this deposit could be sheet-like. It's displaying continuity right now, and we hope to see that continuity continue to grow over the coming work that we do. All right, so what we learned out of this is quite interesting. We found that there's two conglomerate packages. One is an upper one has a few quartz cobbles in it, which distinguishes it from the lower unit. The lower one is dominated by what we refer to as mafic igneous class. These are basically class of basalt and dolerite and gabbro. These are dark black or dark gray igneous rocks of various types. And the gold seems to be dominantly in that lower unit. So we've kind of confirmed that with the work that we're doing to date. We've confirmed that the continuity of these units is quite good. But we've also got a sense of now where probably most of the gold is going to be found in this section. Now, that is just part of the story. Now, we have a large diameter drill coming in. The deposit, as most people know, is quite nuggety. The gold is coarse. It's erratically distributed through the conglomerate. And we're going to have to do some large diameter drilling, to get enough bulk samples, if you will, of material for processing for assays. So our goal is, this first prong of the two-prong approach is to do the core drilling. Second prong is to come in with large diameter drilling and twin those core holes and get material that we can then assay.
Okay, so you mentioned between these core holes. So you're going to, just a quick follow-up, you're going to continue to work in this 400 by 200 meter area that you started in?
No, actually, we've got a 50 by 50 meter grid that goes across the whole target area at Purdy's. If people want to see how we're going to drill this, the proposed holes are actually on the map. I think it's figure one in the most recent news release. This area that we talk about in the news release is really just a subset of that, is a piece of that area. We're continuing drilling right now. We actually brought in a second core rig so that we can drill a bit faster and get more holes ahead of us once the large rig shows up. But we'll have lots and lots of drilling coming up.
Okay, great. Now, I want to talk about the thickness of the conglomerate. You mentioned in the news release that it ranges from around 4 to 15 meters in true thickness, just within the area that has been drilled. Explain to our audience why that is so significant.
Yeah, look, this is an exceptionally thick conglomerate horizon, and the best way to describe it is it's a composite of several conglomerates stacked one on top of another. You know, the analogy I draw is if anybody knows what baklava is, it's a layered dessert that's kind of made of phyllo paper and walnuts and stuff. Think of it like that. It's basically a stacked or layered sequence of conglomerates with the gold nuggets dominantly in the lower part of the sequence. What we've gleaned from this is that this is a nearshore environment, which is quite important. A lot of people think, oh, this is an alluvial deposit of, kind of a river lane deposit. That's not the case. This is actually a sheet-like body. And, you know, that's the model that's really driving the excitement here, is that we're starting to see that kind of continuity. And, you know, hopefully that continuity holds true across the greater property. We can see places where people have dug up nuggets, as I've talked about, along an 8-kilometer stretch. Okay, if we start to see a sheet-like deposit like that, that's what the real big prize is here. You know, something that has lots and lots of tons.
Okay, and just another follow-up on that. The land that you own that's it's not part of the conglomerate. Is it also possible to find some gold there?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I haven't been asked that one before, but people do find, we'll call it nuggets and whatnot, that have been eroded out of this conglomerate and then reworked or redistributed, you know, in modern times, like they've been washed down gullies and whatnot. So, yeah, people have found nugget patches away from the subcropping or outcropping conglomerate.
Okay, now, Quentin, let's talk about what we can expect going forward as far as the next news release. Can you give us any, I know you can't speak on details, but any timetable when we could expect that and what that might cover?
Yeah, we're going to issue a news release probably every couple of weeks. And over the next 2 or 3 months, it'll be mostly about the data that we're gathering out of the field, you know, what we're seeing in the core holes, what we're seeing in trenches, things like that. The actual assays from all this work, the bulk samples and out of the drill holes, the large drill holes and the trenches, will take about 2 to 3 months. As people know, it's a coarse gold system. We have to have an analytic protocol where we sort the material. You know, we take a bulk sample, put it through an ore sorter, and then assay the various streams that come out of this machine. So it's not just doing a simple fire assay. The laboratory that's doing this work, Nagrom Laboratories in Perth, is just about done setting up their laboratory to handle our samples. We've started delivering those, and we should start to see those go through the laboratory starting late this month. I would expect maybe December at the very, very soonest, mid-December, but probably more realistically January to see the first assays. All right, so we're going to try to tell the visual story, if you will, the kind of qualitative data that we're gathering out in the field, and then we'll follow it with the assays, the actual analytical or quantitative data in the early part of next year.
Okay, so the qualitative data, we're going to get a lot more of that over the next couple months before the assays come in.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we're seeing in the field and setting the stage so that when the assays come in, people can understand what we've got here.
Now, I just want to delve a little bit more into the qualitative side. I mean, I know that you can't give details on what we can expect, but what kind of information are you going to be looking for from the qualitative things? What can that possibly tell us about the deposit? I mean, what kind of questions can continue to be answered over the next month or two before we get into the assays?
So the continuity of the deposit itself, I mean, that's what we conveyed in this most recent release. As we step out from there, we'll continue to expand and demonstrate continuity. Like you said, we'll also be able to establish thickness. We're seeing 4 to 15 meters in this most recent news release. you know, and about half of that is that lower conglomerate, half of it is the upper, you know, call it on average. That's the kind of data we'll be able to present to the market. But then also the trenches, like the trenching is ongoing. I would expect in the next week or two that we have enough information out of the trenches. I can present something to people about, you know, what we're seeing in the trenches, what it means for the possible distribution of gold and things like that. We also have some work being done on the rocks themselves. We've got some what are called deportment studies, where they study the size and distribution of gold particles within the rocks. That should be back later this year. And then we have some, you know, some more esoteric, I guess, in view of the market, but things that are very basic to geology, like age dating and things like this, which, again, will be back late this year, early next year.
I got a different kind of question for you. I don't want to focus on other companies. I want to keep the focus on Novo, but I know you're aware there was a company, DeGray. They discovered some nuggets. If these companies also working in the area, I mean, if they discover some nuggets, can that tell us anything about just the theories that you have or the things that you're working on? I mean, this outside work that's being done on other properties, can that give us any additional information? What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, the way I like to talk about this is that as this story unfolds and people find more and more out in the field, this picture will emerge from the fog. The finding that DeGray has is out of the same conglomerate sequence that we have at Purdy's, but DeGray is something like 110 or 20 kilometers east of us. You know, that's kind of astonishing, you know, to think the same layer, it's the same position right below the Mount Roe, is yielding the same type of nuggets. That far away, that's very, very interesting. Other companies have been talking about discoveries. For instance, Haoma recently reported finding similar nuggets over at near Marble Bar, you know, which is yet further away. I expect through time you'll see a number of companies announce discoveries similar to this. We are also doing our own work out in the field. You know, we've got a large land package. We're looking at some of the more far field areas. And, you know, we've talked previously, I've talked about gold nuggets of the similar type at a place we call Edgina, which is, it's not far from DeGray. It's about 30 kilometers south of DeGray. And again, the nuggets are coming out of the same type of conglomerate. You know, it's 130 kilometers from Purdy's. You know, this kind of picture will unfold over time. I think people, it's one of those that people will enjoy to see, you know, hopefully multiple discoveries.
And Quentin, just one big picture question, because I always get this from listeners and subscribers, and you're probably best to answer that. They want to know, I mean, this great discovery, I mean, how come it was not found before? How come other companies missed this? I mean, the history in this area, I mean, how is it possible that they missed this?
Well, look, first of all, conglomerates had not been mapped in this area before. You know, so previous operators or people, previous explorers who might have thought, okay, let's go out and look for, you know, Witwatersrand or conglomerate-type deposits, they didn't even think of this. I mean, I didn't, to be frank. You know, I looked at the geologic maps. There was no mention of conglomerate here. It was only through serendipity that this thing was found. You know, metal detectors, locals found this thing with swinging a metal detector. Okay, so it's not your normal gold occurrence. Most people in Australia who do, you know, who prospect or go out and metal detect, they look for things like quartz veins, you know, something sticking out of the ground where they can recognize it as a potential gold deposit. The rocks here, you would walk over them 10 times. You'd never even think of looking for gold in them. Most people wouldn't. They're not quartz veins. They're not traditional deposits. You know, so I'd say that's one explanation. Why though? It's a good question. Look, several companies came into the Pilbara looking for Witwatersrand type deposits. These were companies that had, you know, mines in South Africa. And they did this back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they came up goosing. You know, they did not find this thing. So why exactly? I don't know. It's kind of a head scratch.
Now, Quentin, before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to mention that we didn't cover?
Oh, look, there's always lots to mention that we haven't necessarily covered here. But I would say, for now, this is good. The message I really want to convey to people is you know, we're doing the work right now. We'll talk about their findings over the next couple months, and then we will present the hard numbers in the early part of next year. This is not a story where you snap your fingers and you got, you know, millions and millions of ounces or something. This is one of those things where we really have to put in the hard work, do some very good science to support it. And it will be one of those. It's like chewing a lifesaver. You know, if you chew it real fast, it's done. If you kind of suck on it and savor it, you know, it lasts a while and you can enjoy it. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, Quinn. Well, thank you so much for all that information and taking the time today. I really appreciate it. I know you're very busy, and, you know, hopefully you can come back, and after the next couple news releases, we can get another update from you on everything that's going on and everything you discover.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.